saw this story and I thought it was kind of funny. And I'll tell you why. You can make your own determination of what you think the humor is. And humor might be the key word. The neighborhood ice cream truck. Do they still come around? You know, remember?
Haven't seen one or heard one in a long time.
For years, they used to go through neighborhoods, and the Good Humor Man was
Was the key popular one. Individual.
Mm-hmm. Used to ring bells and things like that through a lot of neighborhoods. There are still ice cream trucks that go around.
Just not here, apparently.
I guess it depends on your location. Just like the weather. It depends on your location.
There was a time where they didn't have trucks, but they had like a cart.
Carts,
that
yeah.
People would push around, and you know, I think it was called Have a Bar or something like that, and they'd have a bell on it, but they didn't have any music, I don't think.
Well, music is the key here. For a long time, trucks going through neighborhoods used to use music that sounded like this. This is a long staple for Good Humor and other companies that ran some ice cream trucks when they used the musical sounds. Yes.
Well, that got our attention, didn't it?
The repetitive nature of whatever song it was. But this is one of the popular ones, Turkey in the Straw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Ice cream truck music always sounded eerie to me. I don't know why.
You know, come to think of it.
It just did.
There must be some horror movie that has used the neighborhood ice cream truck persona to terrorize.
A lot of white vans cruising your neighborhood when you're a kid or something.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, Good Humor has announced that Turkey in the Straw, though it originated from English and Irish folk songs, it was performed in American minstrel shows, sometimes with racist lyrics. And the song can no longer be used by the Good Humor. Now, it does say that Good Humor has not owned ice cream trucks since like the 1970s, but it says it claims to have originated the concept of trucks and the music, and still, I guess, advises or provides some of the musical accompaniments for ice cream trucks today. So that's why there's Good Humor involvement.
Can't wait to hear what they're going to use today.
Well, this is what I find funny. Good Humor has decided to have a new jingle, it says here, written. Now, remember, Turkey in the Straw wasn't good because it sometimes had racist lyrics and such. Okay, that's not good. So Good Humor has decided to team up with, is it pronounced Riza, of Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Wu-Tang.
To write the new jingle.
Do you have it?
Well, I do, and actually, I can actually play that for you. What I can't do, though, is I couldn't if I wanted to say, well, for those who aren't familiar, perhaps, with Risa of Wu-Tang Clan and some of his musical productions and lyricists of his own, I can't play for you on this family radio show.
I was going to say.
Because, depending on your opinion, you could say that there are lyrics that you could deem racist, if not certainly obscene.
Oof. Probably obscene.
Beyond suggestive.
Yeah. I guess we're not going to hear it.
No. I thought I'd go to the original song that was released from Wu-Tang Clan back in the 1990s called Protect Your Neck. No, can't use that. There's certain four-letter words that are very prominent, as well as Wu-Tang Clan using an N-word that certainly can't be used.
Nope.
Let's go to the second song, Method Man.
Okay.
Oh, nope. Sorry, can't go there. You know, can't do that. How about we try this? This song sounds like it might be innocent. The Heart Gently Weeps by Wu-Tang Clan. You know, it almost sounds like that might be, some kind of ballad.
Yeah.
I don't think they did ballads.
Well,
it was not their forte.
Certainly not with not the kind of ballad wording that you would think. So again, I'm just pointing out that Good Humor decides they need to abandon the racist lyrics of Turkey in the Straw. They go to Wu-Tang Clan for a person who's written nothing but lyrics that you could never use. I'm sure Good Humor doesn't want to be associated with.
Or however, maybe they do.
However, having said that, this apparently is the new jingle that...
I was going to say, I'd like to...
Yeah, I can play it for you. This is what apparently ice cream trucks will be using if they decide to use the good humor suggestion that Teresa of Wu-Tang Clan has written. Thankfully, it is instrumental only.
Oh, no lyrics. Okay,
there
good.
Are no lyrics, so we're okay. And it's actually sounding kind of...
He wrote this strictly for the ice cream, right?
Strictly ice cream,
so it's not going to be.
Yeah. Although, you know, I haven't looked up
a Wu-Tang kind of song.
Maybe I'll have to look up lyrics for the Wu-Tang Clan Good Humor jingle. Maybe there are lyrics. I don't know.
Well, we wouldn't want to have a meltdown with an ice cream truck, would we?
Well, there'd be a meltdown for sure. You're right. So here you go. What do you think? Here's a new...
Again, there's something eerie about it.
And since it does go repetitive, it almost does eerie, isn't it?
Ooh.
It's got kind of a little beat to it.
Oh, I did. It's got some bass.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa. Hmm. All right. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got better. Oh, I like it. I like it.
Well, go buy yourself a truck, Pat.
I think I'd rather hear that. What are some of the other... I'm forgetting. There's a...
Oh, there's all kinds
of
them. Yeah.
The staple songs.
I mean, yeah, they're just... And
that's not bad, though.
No. If you just told me that was the new jingle, that'd be fine.
Yeah, I could live with that.
Right.
Just, again, finding the association that, you know, does good humor know.
I'm certain they do.
Maybe they're trying to reach another audience.
They are too, yes.
The ice cream trucks and Reza of Wu-Tang Clan, who has written that new jingle.
I've just thrown it out there. They are considered one of the more influential rap groups of the past 25, 30 years. I'm just letting everybody know that too.
No, and that's okay.
Yes.
And that's their gig, and that's what they do. It's just what they've influenced is for... an audience different than ours.
To be enjoyed in your own car or your home
That's
listening
right.
space,
yes.
But not on the radio.
Precisely.